This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The U.S. State Department is confirming the death of a U.S. citizen in Ukraine. Steven Sibielski is believed to be only the second American to have been killed in the conflict there. The department said Tuesday that officials are in touch with his family to provide support and assistance. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday it did not know the location of two other Americans captured while fighting in eastern Ukraine. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Two former U.S. servicemen, 39-year-old Alexander Drukey and 27-year-old Andy Wynn, both from Alabama, went missing earlier this month while fighting for Ukraine near Kharkiv. Russian state media confirmed Monday the two had been captured by Russian-backed forces. In comments to the media Tuesday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said the two captured men could be given the death penalty, as they were fighting in Ukraine as mercenaries and would not be covered by the Geneva Conventions. A senior State Department official responded to those comments, saying, "Obviously, we disagree vigorously and have made our position clear to the Russian government." In an interview with VOA's Russian service, U.S. Ambassador to Russia John Sullivan said they have delivered a very strong message to the Russian government that any Americans detained in Ukraine by Russia need to be treated consistently with the Geneva Conventions. He said the Kremlin spokesperson's comments indicate Russia does not understand its obligations under international law. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United States on Tuesday began implementing a new law that bans the import of goods from China's Xinjiang region, where Washington says Beijing is committing genocide. President Joe Biden signed the Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act into law last December. The law directs customs officials to prevent goods made in Xinjiang from entering the U.S. unless importers can prove they are not made with forced labor. The U.S. government has accused China of forcibly incarcerating millions of minority Uyghurs and other Muslim groups in detention camps. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of unionized rail employees walked off the job in Britain Tuesday. AP's Ed McDonoghue has the story.
It could mean a messy commute in London and across Britain.
It is disastrous.
Secretary of State for Transport Grant Shapps says the union has been planning this.
Back in April, they called the strike on the false pretense with their members of taking themselves off the pay freeze, which, of course, the whole of the public services had for the past couple of years. That pay freeze was coming to an end anyway. The strikes are completely unnecessary.
Union Secretary General Mick Lynch says the strike in Britain is an attempt to save jobs.
We're faced with thousands of job cuts. Despite what Grant Shapps says, there's been no guarantee that these redundancies won't be compulsory. We've seen 4,000 or 5,000 jobs already go from the railway. They've told our maintenance staff on Network Rail that their 3,000 jobs will go.
The strike is planned for tomorrow, Thursday, and Saturday. I'm Ed Donoghue.
U.S. President Joe Biden visited a vaccination clinic Tuesday to celebrate the authorization of COVID-19 vaccines for kids under 5 years of age. Biden visited a vaccination clinic in Washington, D.C., where some of the first shots were given to young children in the last major age group who were ineligible to take the shots. The president made an urgent plea for parents, as well as Americans, of all ages.
I encourage you to talk to the doctor after you make a plan to get your child vaccinated. For your children older than 5 years of age, for everyone else, get your shots, get your boosters.
Both the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently authorized vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer for young children. Ecuador's armed forces say they will not allow ongoing protests against President Guillermo Lasso's economic policies to damage the country's democracy. Security forces and indigenous protesters clashed in the capital Quito on Tuesday afternoon, with some demonstrators throwing sticks. Security forces responded by firing tear gas and non-lethal projectiles, according to a witness interviewed by Reuters. Thousands of protesters have marched in Quito over the last week to demand a list of concessions from Lasso, including a fuel price cut, a halt to the expansion of oil production and mining, more time for farmers to pay debt, and budget increases for health care. Repeating our top story, Russia said Tuesday it did not know the location of two Americans captured while fighting in eastern Ukraine. A Kremlin spokesman did not rule out that the pair could face the death penalty. A White House official called the suggestion appalling. You can find more on this story and all the stories we're covering at voanews.com and download our app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for